Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus. Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the weekend edition of the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. Here's what's happening this week in America.
Israeli pause, Manchin out, meat prices at all-time highs, and the skinniest towns in America. That's all coming up. Then Bill will be here with your message of the day. But first, Israel announcing a daily pause in fighting Hamas. The IDF will suspend combat operations for 4 hours each day to allow citizens to flee to safety. The White House is urging the Prime Minister to implement even longer pauses to allow more humanitarian aid. Notice, by the way, that all the trucks of aid going into Gaza, no people are on the trucks as they leave Gaza because no country wants them. Egypt used to control this piece of land. They don't want them. The Queen of Jordan, whose parents are Palestinian, she doesn't want them. The Saudis, Iran, no one wants them. The president of Egypt literally said that taking Palestinian refugees would be destabilizing for his country. Yet here in America, there's a growing effort in D.C. to admit Gaza refugees into your country. West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin has announced he will not be seeking re-election. Manchin is a Democrat. He's been a senator since 2010. West Virginia went for Trump 68-29, yet they kept voting for the Democrat Joe Manchin. What's next? He says, I will be traveling the country and speaking out, seeing if there's an interest in creating a movement to mobilize the middle and bring America together. So is there a chance that he could run for president as an independent candidate? What we do know is that he was behind in the polls for re-election by 22 points. Meat prices spiking after the Southwest United States witnessed the worst drought in 1,000 years. The national average for a pound of beef is now $8, up from $5 during the Trump administration. Latest polls show Americans think Republicans handle the economy better than Democrats. And according to one survey, ABC News, 75% of voters think that the country is moving in the wrong direction. A survey from ABC News listing the skinniest cities in America, ranked by rates of obesity. The slimmest towns are San Diego, Denver, Charlottesville, Naples, Florida, and number one skinniest town, Boulder, Colorado. Just 10% of Boulder's population is obese. The most overweight cities, Jackson, Mississippi, Toledo, Ohio, and number one, Little Rock, Arkansas. 44% of people in Little Rock are considered medically obese. I'm Mike Slater. Let's go to a man who's never looked better, Bill O'Reilly, with your message of the day. Next.
Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus. Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. With weak polling for President Biden, the nation can expect a political blitz over the next few weeks. The strategy will be delivered two ways. First, Mr. Biden will do a round of friendly interviews touting his vast success. And second, his media allies will begin breaking more Trump scandal stories. Expect to see anything and everything on the Get Trump front. With the primaries beginning in January, the air will be filled with suspicion and allegation. The Trump attacks will have to be sensational and personal. Classified documents and dubious real estate transactions are not going to damage him. I also expect Joe Biden will be completely exonerated in the classified documents case by Special Prosecutor Robert Hur. Meantime, Trump will face a federal courtroom in a similar situation. The unexpected, however, can visit Biden, as the House committees investigating Hunter's cash infusion will not stand down, and there is a chance, perhaps a good one, that President Biden will be impeached like President Trump was. This is like betting the over-under in the National Football League. No question, the mudslinging will be over the top as the press is salivating. But Biden's underwhelming performance may seal his doom. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com. Name in town if you wish to opine. All right, let's go to the mail. We got Kathleen, concierge member, the Trump trial. Is this what we endure for all of the upcoming cases? The judge will rule against Trump, but right now I believe there's a strong case for the judge to lose his position because he's admitting he's prejudiced. Look, this is New York. It's a state beef. And this is what you get. So in this state, New York State, the entire criminal and civil justice system has collapsed. This has collapsed. If you file a civil lawsuit here or some politician wants to get you, you're going to get killed. You go to family court in New York State, you're going to get massacred. All right? Because it's just not, doesn't function. It takes years to even get your case heard. And criminal, you can do whatever you want. They're not going to hold you. They'll dismiss the charges 60% of the time. So, yes, it is about Donald Trump, and he is making a farce out of this because it is a farce. Daniel Fang, El Dorado Hills, California. As horrific as it may be, why doesn't the United States and Israel release the unedited raw footage of Hamas atrocities? It is on the internet. All right, I wouldn't show it on this broadcast. I mean, look, if I tell you a baby was beheaded and 200 women were raped, believe me, I don't know why you have to see the baby beheaded. I don't want to see it. But I understand your point. It wouldn't change any minds anyway. They'll say the footage is doctored. You know what they do. It's not like a world that people believe what they want to believe, no matter what. In a moment, something you might not know. Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. In 1960, a young senator from Massachusetts defeated the sitting vice president in one of the closest elections in U.S. history. Here is the story of John F. Kennedy versus Richard Nixon. The exposition is considered the start of the modern campaign era. For the first time, both candidates were born in the 20th century. The contest also featured the first televised debate. Since the American Revolution, politicians had traveled across the country and stumped for votes, but the public rarely had a chance to see or hear them in person because the country is so vast. Well, all that changed on September 26, 1960. Prior to the TV event, Nixon was favored to win the race. The vice president arrived at the studio looking ill. He had recently been hospitalized for injuring his knee. In contrast, JFK had spent the previous 2 weeks tanning and brought his own makeup crew. The result? Kennedy looked healthy, Nixon pale and confused. Before the debate, the Republican led by 6 points. One day later, the Democrat overcame the entire advantage. On November 8, 1960, John F. Kennedy won the White House with 49.7% of the popular vote. Nixon received 49.6%, amazingly close. Many Republicans believe JFK had stolen the election through systemic fraud. Despite credible accusations of meddling by the mayor of Chicago, organized crime, labor unions, even the Ku Klux Klan, the vote for JFK was certified. And here's something else you might not know. Nixon's traumatic experience with Kennedy changed his future campaigns. He launched another presidential bid 8 years later, but refused to appear with his opponent in a TV debate. Nixon ultimately defeated Democrat Hubert Humphrey in November 1968. Televised presidential debates returned in 76 and have been held every campaign since then. Back after this. That is the weekend edition of the O'Reilly Update. For more news and honest analysis, please go to BillO'Reilly.com. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.